Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Previously on Conference Call.
Is there another burning, maybe a patent or a trademark?
The wing thing!
You know, I'm all out for that, for all those, for that one specific reason. If I have basically the same thing already, I'm out.
Julie, honestly, you need to get the away from us because we're nothing, we're failures.
It's not the same thing at all, but I invented this thing called the lid stop, and it was like this little plastic knife glued to a lid of a peanut butter jar.
PB&J is great.
Yeah, I love peanut butter and jelly.
Point is, like, it really turned things around for me. You guys just need to ignite that passion again.
We took your advice, we followed our passion, which is money, and we're gonna go back to Dish Jack.
From National Public Broadcasting and WQRC New York, I'm Charlotte Dunn, and this is Conference Call. QVC passed. Julie got a non-committal maybe on Dish Jack Pro from an old contact at Dick's Sporting Goods. They were interested in offering it as an accessory for camping, but ultimately decided it wasn't worth the shelf space. With Jed and Mateus still living with Joel in New York, the condo was feeling cramped, which may have played some part in their recent rejections.
Dish Jack line here. This is the... seem confused as to how to share a desk.
Well, I'm right-handed. It's easier for me to grab my cappuccino next to my laptop.
Something that... Why don't we start with something that you are interested in, and we can work backwards.
Oh, wow.
What?
The wings! They were fully f***ing ruined!
Please stop screaming.
The start of the call I'm about to play is a little confusing. I had to listen a few times before I knew exactly what happened. But basically, I gleaned that Julie was on her exercise bike when she got a notification on her smartwatch. It said that a meeting was about to start. Panicked, she unlatched her boots, hopped off, and dialed the conference call number that she knew by heart. It's Wednesday, May 26th at 11:52 a.m. Pacific Time. There are 5 weeks and 2 days left on Julie's contract.
Welcome to Telelink Conference Pro. Please enter your PIN. You are now joining your conference call with...
The Toads!
Right.
Hi, guys, sorry. I didn't see this pop up for some reason.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Are you guys...
Hey.
Julie. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I think my watch is still connected to the assistant email still, and this popped up as an alert, and I wasn't sure if I was meant to be here or I wasn't, because it didn't come through to my regular email, and I didn't know if I had missed a meeting or if I'm not meant to be here. So is this a... Should I be here or not?
That's a nice voice, that. I like that.
I'm Julie. Are you?
Oh, sorry. We can.
Oh, Julie. This is our buddy Laszlo. Got an interesting story. He's lived quite a life.
Kind of interesting. Yeah, the guy, you know, born in Hungary, grew up in Spain, spent time in France for a little bit. Now he works in plastics. I mean, you know,
ran with the bulls. But it's a story for another time. So yeah, we'll just we'll say goodbye to you here, Julie.
Sorry to interrupt, but a bit of backstory. That guy who's in plastics. I did a lot of research on this later, and I'd come to find out that it's Laszlo Reynardo, a half-Hungarian, half-Spanish magnate who owns the largest plastic manufacturing plant in Central and Eastern Europe. I did some digging into him, and of all things, Laszlo was an eating competition enthusiast and came to the U.S. twice a year to compete. Laszlo even entered the world-famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, where he was only bested by 14-time champion Joey Chestnut. When I investigated that thread, it led me to the results of the 2021 Portland Rock Dog Competition, because Laszlo won. Remember who else was there? The guy seated next to him, who came in second with 43 hot dogs? Jed Toad.
Hi, Yuli.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I'm not usually this unprepared. I didn't see any of the notes for this. I was halfway through a class on the bike, and this came up. It's a exercise bike, the Peloton.
I do the Peloton is my favorite one. I do it all the time, that one.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Okay, well, it was great that we all got to connect, and so glad that Laszlo got a chance to meet Julie, our good friend as well. So, guys, let's all kind of wrap up.
Thanks all very much. We just got to finish talking to Laszlo about some stuff. It's not a big deal.
I'll let
but,
you go.
What do you mean it's not a big deal? We're going to be rich, man. Come on. You guys are crazy, man. What do you mean, no big deal? Yeah, well, it's going to be a big deal. It's gonna be a big deal,
right? Yeah, no,
right,
Laszlo.
Right.
No, we definitely agree. It's just, sorry, Julie. This is actually about a different company of ours that has nothing to do with Lily Pad.
You guys are in another business.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, you know. It doesn't even make sense to go into detail. It's not that interesting. Yeah. But I mean, Laszlo is like a super interesting guy. If you want to, Laszlo, you come over to the States to do hot dog eating contests, right?
Julie, I want to tell you, I love hot dog eating contest. Why? Because they give you everything for free. The food for free. The bread for free. And this never happened when I grow up. The food not free. You gotta pay for it. You gotta work for it. But now here in America, it's free. Come on, man. This crazy country. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it must be pretty cool to come to our country, you know, compared to some of that squalor you've seen all around the world. So, but anyway, Julie, nice to get to hear your voice.
So this is a hot dog concept.
What
do you mean by another business?
Nothing in the hot dog sector at all, really. Just,
but there is a product or there isn't a product?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so this does feel like it's a meeting I should probably have been in if this is about...
We're spitballing something with Laszlo, and I think he's
spitball.
Excited.
I spit on you next time you downplay.
Right. I guess the main thing is, you know, Laszlo manufactures soda bottles and instant coffee, water bottles, you know, boring stuff like that.
Also.
I guess he also does have some ties to Big Peanut Butter.
Loose
that's
ties.
True. That's
Red
accurate.
Peanut
but,
butter.
You know, all this is no big deal. It's
no
it's
big deal. You guys, you guys piss me off now in a good way. No big deal.
Sorry. What is
honestly,
the peanut butter
thing? We're gonna have to get back into it, Julie. But you know,
that's okay. Explain to me what this is.
He's amazing. You know when? Okay, I explain.
Laszlo?
You want the sandwich, the peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Uh-huh.
You open the thing. What is this on top? It looks like snot on top of the peanut butter. You look inside. No, where is the peanut butter? Because of the on top? Nah. But now you have the spoon on the lid. You stir, and then after you stir it, you open it, and it's fresh peanut butter, no oil, no nothing. Not everything is perfect. That's what the guy make to me. And after they make this to me, I say, yay.
Julie, you still there? Did we lose you?
Julie? She must have...
Here.
Oh.
No, I am here. So it's a spoon on the lid.
I guess.
It sounds very similar to the lid star.
Huh.
That is the invention I told you that I came up with when I was a teenager.
No, this is actually lid jack. This is a separate idea.
Lid jack.
Yeah. It's...
Joel.
Somebody just came to my place.
Oh my gosh. No, do not answer that.
Yeah. I put it on the coffee table.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's, I think she wants her belt.
Guys, we're in the middle of...
Do you know which one it is?
Yeah, it's the silver one.
Who is they?
So sorry, Julie. Hold that thought. Laszlo, I just, my ex's new boyfriend is here.
Oh my gosh, we joking?
Just had a standing. Just hold on one sec, guys.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. I'm on my lunch break.
Maybe it's by my golf club.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to move that foot spot anywhere.
The golf clubs. It's on the other side of the...
We're in the middle of it.
I can go check. Do you want me to...
Do you mind? You have like 2 minutes. I'll feel like...
Yeah, hold on one sec, guys. I just have to...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's fine. Is it like the loop one? Is it the black one? She just said you would know which bell she was talking about.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Yeah, Laszlo, his ex had quite the figure, so a lot of
that's inappropriate.
Nice accessories, and you can imagine that was quite... a task to sort out.
Could you just, next time you come over, could you just, like, throw me a text? And I know you have a key, but...
Oh, yeah, I thought she texted you.
No. It's all good. It's all good. I just, you know, for future reference, it scared me, and then it was you, and it's just a...
Totally, yeah, totally. I'm so sorry.
No. You're all right.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks, Tristan.
Can we get back to this, please? Can you just do that in a minute?
I'm so sorry about that, Laszlo.
Why are you sorry to him?
Thanks for bearing with it, Laszlo.
Yeah. Am I asking too much for a courtesy text? I mean...
Yeah, some stuff that we'll have to, sort out offline. But yeah, anyway, Julie, I think just on this general point of confusion we're having, I guess... chalk it up to great minds think alike, and it's all good. We can just, circle back at some point, probably further down the road.
No, we're talking about this now. That is my invention.
I gotta say, you invented Lithar, you guys invented Leia. This is amazing. You see, this is amazing about what happened with human. You can be one person, you have the same dream.
Yeah. I mean, you heard it
and
there.
And we can all make money on the same thing. This was amazing. Because for me, coming from where I come from, this was not possible until I had a dream myself.
You dreamed a dream. Well, that's beautiful, but...
Okay, dreams, sometimes you go, huh, what happened to that dream? Well, I remember one time I had a dream. I leave my house. I have breakfast. I leave my house. Dog chased me. I look around. Dog turned into my uncle. My uncle said to me, how come your feet like that? I go, what? I look down. I don't have feet. I go, holy shit. And anyway, long story short, that hit.
Joel and Jed, I need to talk to you immediately, privately.
Okay. Should we we can finish
something
up
tomorrow,
call,
would you think?
Absolutely necessary right now. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys go talk. I got to do a Peloton class anyway. I do want coding.
He's the best one. Yeah.
Nice meeting you, Julie.
We love you, Laszlo. Thanks so much, man.
I love you guys. I love you guys so much. Okay, bye.
Yeah, and I just realized my phone's about to die, so I'm just going to charge up a little bit.
I actually have a dentist appointment that I'm actually already late for, I just realized. So let's definitely put something on the books, and let's get to
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Sounds great.
No.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Just wait,
thank
no.
you so much.
Julie Burke and the Toads had exchanged 62 phone calls, 211 emails, 349 texts, one bottle of champagne, and 3 bread bowls. And this was the first time they mentioned a new company. Julie called them back immediately. They didn't answer. For weeks, she kept calling them, and nothing. So she started recording their outgoing voicemail messages, which were constantly changing.
Hey, all. I am currently getting dental work done that I'll be needing to go under anesthesia for, and it's hard to commit to when I may be able to get back to any sort of correspondence.
Hey, all. But I am without phone service coverage at the current moment, exploring my options between T-Mobile, Sprint, and MCI.
Mouth history is very complicated, and I need to take the time that I see fit to heal.
You should be aware that any communication with me is not guaranteed to go through, so try to work through any emotions on your own or tuck them away if possible.
Hi, it's Joel Toad. Just a little update on the issue with my molars, which is tough because I obviously can't speak very well. I am healing, but...
While the Toads had gone radio silent, I found out as much as I could about them. I looked into their digital footprint, and the only thing I could find was a YouTube playlist created by Mateus labeled Important Auditions.
Hi, I'm Mateus Totes Gaddis. I'm 5'6" and a half and currently based in Portland, Maine.
Oh, me! Oh, look, I've been straightening my out, okay? I mean it this time. I'm straight as piss. Dad, wait, please don't go. Just give me something. Anything!
Means you brought the 40,000 you owe me? Or else why else would you dare show your face round here if not to repay your debt?
Because it is my name! Because I cannot have another in my life! Because I lie and I sign myself to lie!
All you guys, you know, do whatever the you're gonna do. And we'll all meet together in hell. I'm simple, I'm complex, I'm generous, I'm selfish, I'm unattractive, I'm beautiful, I'm lazy, I'm driven. I'm one thing, though. Above all, I'm a star. And my name is Barbara Streisand.
It was definitely an enjoyable dead end. But finally, after giving her the runaround for over 2 weeks, there was a recording of the guys calling Julie back.
Sorry about the mix-up. My mouth is back to normal, so I am able to speak again. So if you want to call us back,
Julie and the Toads set a meeting for the following afternoon. Next time, on Conference Call.
Conference Call is an original production of Paradiso Media. It was produced by me, Molly O'Keefe, Jeff Ward, and Gregory Stees. Starring Elizabeth Henstridge as Julie Burke, Jeff Ward as Joel Toad, Gregory Stees as Jed Toad, with Emma Roberts as Charlotte Dunn. Featuring Dan Schimpf as Tristan, Aaron Schroeder as Mateus, and Christopher Abbott as Laszlo Reynardo. The show was adapted from the Deezer original podcast Conf Call, created in French by Lorenzo Benedetti and Louis Debussy. Conference Call was written and directed by Jeff Ward and Gregory Stees. Our production lead is Yael Evan Orr. Executive producers are Emmy Norris, Lorenzo Benedetti, Louis Debussy, and Benoit Duneg. And associate producer, Brendan Galbraith. Editing and sound design by Gregory Stees. Original music by Sam Nelson, with additional music provided by DeWolf Music and Blue Dot Sessions. Mix and mastering by Anis Kut. Our cover art was designed by Stefania Sotile and legal services provided by Lisa Nitti. Conference Call was an official selection of Tribeca Film Festival's audio storytelling program.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.